Thanks for making us part of your day. Appreciate that. NBC Sports Radio, NBCSportsRadio.com. I know it's early, but you probably got a bunch of folks up early today just waiting to greet the day so that they can bask in the glow of their upset victories. I got a buddy down in Texas that is a Longhorns fan that you are not going to be able to shut up today. Texas upsets Baylor 23-17. Wow. That's a biggie right there. But Clemson holds on. They take care of their business. Iowa does not take care of theirs. Michigan State, once again, dramatic but effective. And they get the Big Ten championship game 16-13. So lots of people wanting to get excited and run their mouth this morning. All right, I'm always excited when I take a look at the Vegas line, and the numbers are crazy. They go as high as 9.5, and you've even got to pick them on here this week. We talk to Steve Fezzik every week from pregame.com. You follow him on Twitter, at Fezzik Sports. You know, this is a guy that, you know, you want to make a bet. Here's a guy that hears that a lot more often than not. As a matter of fact, do you hear that phrase more often or say that phrase more often? Which is it?
I hear that more in Vegas. Everybody wants to bet.
Yeah, they do. I lived there for 7 years. I know how everything is a bet, even when you're leaving the restaurant, those little row machines that they have there. But let's talk about this. First of all, Thursday night football, what kind of a shockwave did that Rodgers Hail Mary touchdown pass send through the sports book?
Yeah, the sports book not happy. The wise guy action on Detroit and on the under, but the recreational public was on the favorite, and they were on the over, which both hit with the bomb. And my favorite personal result switching, Aaron Rodgers' number of passing yards, 272. That last pass got him to 273. Oh. He goes over his total.
It's amazing stuff. You know, normally I think a lot of people believe those prop bet kind of things are only around the Super Bowl, but really you can kind of, depending on where you go, bet it every single week. All right, let's talk about games that we like on the schedule. There's all kinds of stuff in here. Cincinnati at Cleveland. Austin Davis, he's got to be good for a pick six. Call me crazy, but I'll lay the 9.5. I think Pettin learns the lesson himself this week.
You're crazy. Bengals have not laid 9.5 since 1989. I know they went to the Super Bowl in 88. That's as far as the database goes back. That's on the road. Bengals played three straight primetime games where Andy Dalton has a chip on his shoulder and tried his best to play well. He did play well in Arizona. And then they had the letdown game against the Rams, but they didn't let down. They pounded the Rams, and I can just see the flat spot. The dog in the series has been phenomenal against the spread, to the tune of something along the lines of only the favorites only covered 16 out of 46 in the Battle of Ohio. I think the Bengals overlooked the Browns, who have been rightfully destroyed in the media. Browns show up here.
You know, and people are not being friendly to Cincinnati either, and I think that we're seeing a little bit of that right now as well. All right, up next, again, Steve Fezzik from pregame.com talking about that Vegas line. Jacksonville at Tennessee. You know, the difference here for Jacksonville, Blake Bortles coming into his own, he's put up monster fantasy numbers. If you look at his fantasy line over the entire season, he's been amazing. On the other side, you got Mariota, who's having a great rookie season, especially when you consider that the parts that he's got to deal with. Bortles is the goods here. I'm going to take Jacksonville plus the points.
If I could get three, I would be with you. I want the 3 points. Tennessee is horrendous at home. No home field advantage. I've got the two teams rated equally. And if there's no home field and I can catch 2.5, I lean that way. If I can get three, absolutely, I will go ahead and bet on the Jacksonville Mustard in those horrible uniforms.
Oh, no. Don't tell me they can wear those. Yeah, they're probably not going to win if they're going to wear those. Those are terrible. That's awful. Steve Fezzik is with us. I mean, you know, the color of the uniform doesn't have anything to do with it. But Baltimore, this is another game that I want to talk about because we're looking at the line here. And Baltimore at Miami, I'm looking at -4 here, Miami. So Baltimore is getting the points. But Baltimore's got nothing left. I mean, literally, all of their star players have gone down on offense. They're horrible on defense. Miami laying just 4 points at home, I'll take it.
Yeah, I like Miami as well. You can lay 3.5. Baltimore, if they played the entire season with this cast of characters, with this decimated O-line, no skill position players, and Schaub can't throw the ball a lick, I think they would go 3-13 and be the worst team in the NFL. Miami, though, absolutely horrendous at home. There's a team without a home field advantage. Just a lean to the Dolphins.
Just a lean, though, okay? Now, one of my favorites on the list here, and I for the life of me, don't understand this, is Seattle with no Jimmy Graham. Not that he was killing it, but, I mean, still, it's a weapon taken away. No beast mode. No Marshawn Lynch is going to be in this game. Versus Adrian Peterson's Vikings at home. This game, a pick'em or maybe even a point? Really? Come on, I'll take the Vikings.
Yeah, and the line's up to 2 now. And I really think that now that Minnesota's the dog, I'm with you. Seattle has not been nearly as good historically on the road as at home. I'm not sure if the Jimmy Graham exit really matters. He's kind of messing up their offense
right. Anyways,
but it's their defense that really has played a lot worse than it has in prior years. Whole bunch of AP left, AP right. I like the Vikings.
Yeah, AP left and AP right. I think that's exactly what this one calls for. No question. Steve Fezzik is with us talking about the line, looking at our parlay card, if you will. That's what I always like to say. Time to push our differences aside now, Steve. I don't like the Kansas City team. You don't like the Raiders. I think the Chiefs stumble in Oakland and lose outright. I'll take the Raiders at home getting 3 points against Alex Smith. What say you?
Yeah, and my power ratings make me land on Oakland. This is the one game where my power ratings actually almost force a play upon me, taking Oakland +3. But I've lost more money on the Oakland Raiders than any other team in the NFL, as documented by their home 35-63 against the spread. So much for an advantage. They call it the black hole for a reason. Fortunately, I like something better in this game. I like the over. Over 44 is my best bet in this game.
All right. Finally, in the NFC East Toilet Bowl is what's going to happen later on today. I like Washington to just flat run over Dallas, who now has nothing to play for. 4.5, not enough for the boys. I'm going to go with the Skins by a large margin on Monday Night Football.
Right on. Dallas has a lot to play for because it's important that they lose enough games to get a really good draft pick so they can replace Romo after he breaks his collarbone for the 5th time.
Okay.
I really think in this game, I lean to Washington with you. You said something, that they're going to run over Dallas, and I agree with that. I think Dallas is going to be ground and pound, and Washington will be ground and pound. It's Monday night. Let's play some specialty props. Let's go no score first 6 minutes, 30 seconds. Let's go first quarter under 7.5 points and a slow start to a slug it out, ground it out Washington win.
No score in the first 6.5 minutes. I'm telling you, you can bet on just about anything. Follow Steve at Fezzik Sports on Twitter or just go to pregame.com. Steve Fezzik, always appreciate your time. Thanks for being with us on NBC Sports Radio.
My pleasure, Jim.
All right. There's a bunch of stuff on here, too. I mean, in looking at the line, I mean, I don't have time to go over every single one of them with him. But if you do like to play the game against the number, there's some really appetizing stuff on here. Again, this Baltimore-Miami thing, I don't think Baltimore's got much to fight back with at all, and that number is hovering right around 4. New Orleans and Carolina. Look, Carolina playing great defense. New Orleans at home, that number is 7. The St. Louis Rams number is only 4.5. The Atlanta-Tampa number is only 1 point. And then the Battle of New York is only, well, it's Jets favored by 2. And honestly, with no Darrell Revis, I think I kind of like the Giants in that one. So I can get lost filling out my parlay card here all morning long. But lots of opportunities here for us. Still have to talk some fantasy football this morning because, as I mentioned earlier, this is the final week of the regular season in many leagues. Some people will go one more week before they start. That means that they're playing in week 17 in fantasy football, and that really is not a great idea because you have so many teams and players that just don't participate at full speed in the final week of the season. Makes it difficult. But nonetheless, we'll take a look at that, see what we can conjure up for you as far as some fantasy football sit-start information. We can absolutely handle that for you. Take a look at the NBA coming up next. And somebody says, no mas to the gifts. Tell you who next. NBC Sports Radio and NBCSportsRadio.com.